It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this week. Helmet frontman Paige Hamilton. How are you doing, Paige?
I'm doing well, Jackie. Thanks.
It's great to have you on the show. It's been such a long time, and we're here to celebrate Helmet's first official live album, Live and Rare. It's a live album that highlights two early 90s shows in Australia and New York City, 3 years apart. Paige, what differences about the band over that time stand out most on this album?
There was kind of a, God, I have to be so politically correct now. I don't want to say the wrong word. There was kind of a, like, can I say spastic? There was
yes.
a spastic energy back then that was pretty fun. You could feel the intensity. The music, you know, is still, I mean, the music has always sort of provided that for us, but there's something about that sense of about to explode on stage. This was CBGB show that we released was year zero. So we're talking, I mean, we've been together with Henry was the last one to join. So I don't know, I'm going to say, May, June, July, August, September, October, October, whatever. How many months, 6, 7 months? It was, it's fun. I mean, that said, the current lineup that I've had now for over 10 years, and my drummer's been with me for, I must say, 13, 14 years, whenever Tempesta left to join the Cult. There's a lot more musical kind of flexibility, but we were very single-minded back then. There was something, really cool about that, I think. And I just think it was... I had these tapes lying around for years, at first in the locker, Helmet locker in New Jersey, and then North Hollywood when I moved out here. And I just really wanted to get it out because it's for super fans. If somebody hates us, they're not going to, love us now, because this is very raw and very intense, and it's in the Toshi Kasai, one of our brilliant engineers that we work with, who does Melvins and big business in many bands. He kind of rescued some of the stuff by reamping guitars because they had thrown a mic up on my old, I think it was a 212 speaker cabinet at CB's. And then as far as the Australia show, I don't know if you were able to read my liner notes, but I have such fond memories of that first trip to Australia. And here we are at a festival, the big day out, in front of, I don't know how many people that day, I want to say 15,000 or something, and we had just been tearing it up since we got there. You leave New York City in January, and we're talking, swimming in the ocean with, there's topless beaches there running around. Here we are, these four dorks from New York, and in Australia. So we had been tearing it up, drinking, gallons of Coopers, and I think there was some kind of fun about that show, that just that first an audience after we'd already. I put out Meantime, and Betty was not yet released, I think, or maybe it was, I don't remember, but just that audience getting to see us for the first time was really exciting. You just tell that they were just, hanging on every note. And so that's really fun. But I mean, that said, if the more hardcore tunes sound really good to me, and it was fun. It was fun putting it together, and now it's done and I can move on. So it was just one of the things, I always wanted to release the stuff. And, thank God your music was down to do it.
Paige Hamilton of Helmet with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Right now, new music from Upon a Burning Body, Snake Eyes. It's Full Metal Jacket. Paige Hamilton of Helmet on the show with us this week. We're talking about Helmet's live album, Live and Rare. Their first official live album. Again, it's called Live and Rare. And the CBGB show featured on Live and Rare happened just before the first Helmet album was released. What's still memorable to you about that venue on that particular night?
Boy, we practically had a residency there. I walked in one day with a demo tape, and Louise and Illy were sitting up front, as they did for many, many years. And she said, if you want to play here, I'll listen to your demo tape maybe in a couple of weeks, but just do audition night. So we did that. And Mike Kirkland and Tommy Victor from Prong were working front of house and door that night, and they said, you got to book this band. And I think we stood out like a sore thumb at the time. So just CB's was our living room. It felt like home. it was, we played there once a month at that point. We they booked us once a month, and we were always willing to open, play early. We didn't care. We figured people would come, and eventually we were, you know, headlining, doing the midnight slot, which was the prime slot. And that, by the time that show was recorded, I think we had already gotten to that point. So the band, because we were so, you know, vigilant about rehearsing and working, I think we kind of passed the other bands by pretty quickly. And CB's was just a great place for us to try stuff out. There are arrangements on some of the songs, pre-Strap It On, that went through some changes. In fact, we did on Dope Guns. I don't know if I can say this word either, but Amphetamine Reptile released a compilation called Dope Guns and in the Streets, and we did a song called Impressionable, which was Biafra told me his favorite, you know, hardcore song of that era. And I hadn't come up with the quote unquote chorus where I sang So on the back beat and end of the song on So you can hear an early version of that song. It's really fun. Staniel was just a monster. I mean, he's just a fantastic drummer and could play. Part of what appealed to me about him was his ability to play any tempo. And I feel I played in a band before Helmet, and I feel like the drummer was really talented, but just could not. I said, I want this at 220 beats a minute, and he just couldn't pull it off. But Spanier could. So that's, you know, we just love CBs. I mean, it's a couple blocks from where I lived for many, many years. I could walk there. I was on 2nd Avenue, 1st Street. I'm 1st Avenue and 2nd Street, sorry. And I could, you know, that's two and a half blocks over. So I spent a lot of time there, and I miss it. I have very sentimental attachment to CBGBs. And I think it was just an epic, epic club. And I'm so glad that, you know, I got to kind of cut my teeth there.
Paige Hamilton of Helmet with us on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, plus music from Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and more with Paige Hamilton. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Helmet frontman Paige Hamilton on the show with us, celebrating Helmet's first official live album, Live and Rare. And the recordings on the record were made when you were in your late 20s and early 30s. What aspects of the way you played then are still ingrained in you now?
The honesty and intensity. You know, the music, like when Helmet split up for a while, and I had the awesome gig with Bowie, which was amazing and great experience. And I played with Joe Henry and Ben Neal, and I started working on L.A. Goldenthal stuff. I loved all of it and love all of it, but nothing replaces Helmet for me. Nothing. There's just no music like it, and that I can't describe it. I can't describe the out of body feeling that you get playing this music. And as I've said, now that we've been denied touring for 2 years come December 1st, will be 2 years for us, that my little space on stage, my pedals, my mics, my guitars, my amps, like that little zone is my happy place. And that's always been the case from day one with this band. And that's the one constant. So the music, we could play a song from 1989 or a song from 2020. I'm writing a new album right now. And they all work together, because the aesthetic and the energy as I say to kids that I work with, honesty, just be honest about what you're doing. Don't make it about, you know, don't worry about the audience, because if, you know, some people will like you and some people won't. So don't worry about it.
Paige Hamilton of Helmet with us. Their first official live album, Live and Rare, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music from Slipknot, Mastodon, and more with Paige Hamilton of Helmet. It's Full Metal Jackie, Helmet frontman Paige Hamilton with us on the show this week. We're talking about Helmet's first official live album, Live and Rare. And Paige, the influence of Helmet can be traced through so many bands. What interests you most about the way other musicians interpreted and incorporated what you did?
That's funny. We just got my friend Bill from Mastodon just sent me a track they covered, Just Another Victim, and it was interesting to hear their kind of interpretation of the rhythmic figure. I think you know, what all the bands, and I've been so fortunate that, you know, had, you know, everyone from Chino to in Deftones to Surge and to, you know, Korn guys and Limp Bizkit guys and everybody say, you know, our music meant a lot to them and kind of inspired them. And I think just, you know, you can't look at it like, well, they're trying to do Helmet. They took the energy, the aesthetic, maybe the drop tune minimalist thing and did their thing with it. So all these bands that kind of have their own thing. But one thing that I've kind of noticed since I've been doing these lessons and teaching since during the pandemic is that a lot of the super hardcore Helmet fans are really interested in the weird harmonic stuff that we do, which I haven't heard any of the bands do, like all the sort of, you know, fake jazz chords, I call them, you know, so major 7 sharp 11s with no thirds and things like that. And that's I think the rhythmic thing had the most impact, that you know, writing what I call a motif, which is essentially like a classical approach to music, and that's what a riff is. So to me, you know, whether it's a Beethoven riff or a Helmet riff, it's coming from the same musical place, and I think people latched onto that.
It's Full Metal Jacket coming up next. New music from Mastodon, plus we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jacket. Helmet frontman Paige Hamilton with us this week. Paige, you're a renaissance musician in the sense that your career has been about different styles of music. How has genre fluidity kept you enamored with music?
Oh boy, I had this conversation yesterday with a student, and I was talking about the feeling inspired by music and deciding that that's what I wanted to do with my life. And I have friends that are multimillionaire rock stars that lost the plot a little bit, and they got it became about how much money can I make and how many women can I meet or whatever, which is, you know, fine. It's kind of part, you know, comes with the territory in a rock band. But I think if you lose sight of you know, that excitement that you had as a kid, you know, say when I was 12 and I heard, or 13, I heard Led Zeppelin and that excitement and that energy. And I think it's all, you know, as Duke Ellington, the great jazz composer, said, there are two kinds of music, good music and bad music. And to me, good music could be a Gang of Four. It could be Beethoven. It could be Led Zeppelin. It could be AC/DC. It could be Dillinger Escape Plan. It could be, there are just so many great, you know, great musical things to be inspired and excited about. And I think that's important. And that's something I try to share with, you know, younger musicians. And I'm doing this songwriting class at School of Rock, which is awesome. And it's fun, you know, so I got kids from 11 to 17 or whatever. And he said, just keep it about the music. And the music will never let you down. The business might, it probably will, but the music itself will never let you down. So make sure it's about that.
Pick up the new live album from Helmet, their first official live album, Live and Rare. Paige Hamilton with us. Thank you so much. It was great to catch up with you. It's been too long.
It has, Jackie. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Stick around. New Slipknot and more after this.